talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
And it's so easy to be blinded by the light, to feel lonely in the night. It's blowing in the breeze, babe. I got dust in my eyes and rust in my mind. I'll be home come next spring. Won't you say you love me later, by and by?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Camp, By and By, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up January 30th through February 1st. And I was told today we only have 3 booths left. So it's definitely going to be a sellout in terms of having a packed house with lots and lots of vendors at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 30th through February 1st. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. And I talked to Rick at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Lunch, which happened last Friday. As usual, Buck Lumber put out an amazing spread. So this interview will be talking about Buck Lumber and also Carolina Machine Finishing. Also, we'll be talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design, and also remodeling contractor Peter Loy with Citadel Enterprises. But joining us now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine content manager Ashley Rowell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. So the art department here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we always buy you all tickets to the High Water Festival. Did you all choose the day that Camp is playing High Water?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Camp is the headliner, and it's such a fun time. And honestly, it's a great way. We see so many people we know, and it's a great way for us to all spend the day together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't familiar with Camp. My 17-year-old daughter was, and I like them a lot. It's interesting. I love how banjo music gets integrated into popular music these days.
Mm-hmm. They have a really cool sound.
Yeah, for sure. And also you and other members of the art department visited the Buck Lumber customer appreciation lunch last Friday. How was it for you?
It was really great. I ate my weight in oysters. I love the oysters that they had there. And we had some really great food and got to talk with some of our clients that are there, some builders, and just kind of mingle. So it's a really... It's my third time I've been, which is crazy. Hmm. So that was a really great experience.
Yeah, they have a big oyster roast, and then they have shrimp creole. They've got pulled pork, all the fixins, and it's all completely free. It's all just to thank their customers, very well attended, like probably about 500 people or so there throughout the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And big prizes. Did you stay to the end to see if you won a prize?
We did not, but the prizes definitely did make it tempting to
a golf cart was one of them.
Yeah. And a paddleboard.
Uh-huh.
Some really great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we asked our content manager, Ashley Rowell, to join us today for for the intro of our radio show to talk about some of the specials that people can find when they sign up for our newsletter at charlestonhomeanddesign.com.
Yeah, so right now Express Sunrooms is encouraging you to get ready to host for this upcoming holiday season. They are offering a complimentary CAD drawing to kind of preview what your outdoor space could look like with them if you book a free consultation with them at expresssunrooms.com. Stephen Shell Living is already gearing up for Black Friday. They have 25% off store-wide, which is really great, especially during this time while you start to decorate for Christmas. They have some holiday decor. Charleston Amish Furniture has 20% off all custom orders. So they encourage you to get those quickly so that way you can be ready to host this holiday season. And then William Smith Fireplace is having a gas log sale, you know, to keep you warm if it ever gets cold here in the low country.
Yeah. And Express Sunrooms, if you're not familiar with them, you know, they do obviously more than just sunrooms. And one of the big things that they're doing now for homeowners is hardscapes. And so it's probably not too late if you wanted to create a patio with a fire pit with using pavers in your backyard maybe not for Thanksgiving, but definitely for the holidays. And there's still a good bit of college football to be seen. If they do all sorts of great work outside of your home, screen rooms and patios and that kind of thing. So definitely check them out. How do you sign up for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine newsletter?
Great question. You can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and hit the subscribe tab and subscribe that way. Fill out a quick and easy form, or you can scan a QR code in our latest issue on page 254 towards the very end of the magazine, and that'll take you right towards the link to sign up. You only have to sign up once, and then you're subscribed to get weekly newsletters of sales and also great editorial content.
And you definitely want to pick up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's our renovation issue. There's over 75 local projects that we are showcasing, and the best thing about it is we tell you exactly who did the work and give you the contact information. And that's, I've experienced this myself, looking through a lot of national shelter magazines. You see something that you like, but it was a project in San Francisco or someplace, and you know, you can show it to a local contractor, but hey, we're showing you the projects that are local, and the work was done by a local contractor, and we tell you exactly who that is. So definitely pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our fall issue, before it goes away. And we've got lots of very, very important announcements to make in upcoming, probably next week's radio show. So stay tuned. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Lunch. This is an annual event that I believe has been going on since 2011. And Rick, you have there's a tabletop display going on with all of the vendors, or most of the vendors, product manufacturers that rep products that are sold through Buck Lumber and Building Supply, and Carolina Machine Finishing is one of those vendors, right?
That is correct. We've been honored to serve them for 26 years, and this is, we've participated since the beginning. Since 2011, we've been here for every customer appreciation event. So,
and what's been your experience with the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Lunch?
Well, it's always great because it's where you actually can meet the customer. I mean, instead of having to go to the customer's office to meet them, they come to us. So you get the opportunity to stand here, talk to builders, carpenters, architects, you know, design professionals. So they come by, you have that opportunity to refamiliarize everybody with what you're producing, as well as showing our support for the entire Buck Lumber team.
And the customers, as you mentioned, are builders, carpenters, architects, and so on. And they're taking time out of their day to come to this event at Buck Lumber on Maybank Highway. And they wouldn't come here if there wasn't some really good reasons, not just to talk to the vendors, right?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, obviously there's prizes, there's good food, but it is there's a loyalty that's built in there that they've bought from them forever. So you've got the designers and the doers. Both those groups come by to show their support, but then to be able to find out what new products are available. It's not the National Home Builders Show, but it's a localized James Island Builders Show is what's going on here today.
Are builders open to new ideas, or is it old dog, not interested in new tricks?
Well, there's both. So I include myself in that 66-year-old group. It is harder to teach an old dog new tricks. But there's a big young generation coming up. You see that even in Buck Lumber's their sales team. You see a lot of young people, aggressive, that want to be out there selling products and introducing new products to their builders. So they're out there doing it on a daily basis, door-to-door, site-to-site, showing them what's available. So this is just an opportunity for us to come together to be able to back that up with our presence here.
And if there are any old dog builders out there, they know that they need to keep up with new initiatives and new products and so forth, because they know their customers who are doing more online research, more research online than they ever have. It used to have to rely on what the builder or architect told you, but now homeowners, as they're getting ready to build a custom home or do a remodel, they're doing a lot of research online for different products that they might want to buy to make their home the best possible.
That is exactly right. I mean, the internet is just now a plethora of information out there. So you rarely meet a homeowner nowadays who's uneducated in anything. So they've been in that thought process before they even approach a designer, they've already been spending quite a bit of time on the internet because we have it on our phones. Husband or wife can look at it on a road trip and they discuss those things. So you really need to be on top of your game now. So very few people have the opportunity to make it to the National Home Builders Show where you can see things in a large format. So these kind of programs that you put together for the local community, for the guy who can pull off of a job site, he can take an hour, he gets a free lunch, wins opportunity to win some nice prizes and be able to see the products, that's just a smart thing to do. It's a smart thing for Buck Lumber to offer it, and it's a smart thing for the young and the old to participate in.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the good food here. They have an oyster roast going on, very popular. There's shrimp creole, barbecue, macaroni and cheese, all the fixins. They really, really do it up. And they usually get about 500 contractors that come out here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you see some new ones every year. We see some of the repeat guys will show through. So it's always a great event. And just good to be able to reconnect for us as a vendor, to be able to reconnect with the entire sales team, the management team, and the operations team, here in the lumberyard, and to do this in the lumberyard, not at a decentralized location.
Right. And this year it's perfect temperature. It's like you're inside an air-conditioned building or something like that. It's like 72 degrees in here.
Yeah, and a blue sky outside. Today it might not have been a bad idea to move outside today, but it's a beautiful day, and you already see people rolling in, so it's going to be a good day.
Well, Rick, tell our listeners about Carolina Machine Finishing and how long have you been working with Buck Lumber, for example, providing your service to them?
We've been providing services to them for 26 years. Met Dale Fort 26 years ago, walked into his office to present our idea of providing pre-prime, pre-finished, pre-stained products 26 years ago, and he was excited about it. And we've been providing it for them ever since then. So you'll see it all over the racks inside the building that we're standing in now. I'm looking over your shoulder, Tim. The listeners can't see that, but I'm looking over your shoulder at our products sitting on the shelves. So we are the Coastal South Carolina pre-finished, pre-prime company now. So we've built a reputation that we do the same thing consistently time and time again, and it works very, very well.
How did you come up with the idea of pre-priming wood products? And when we say pre-priming, is somebody sitting down with a brush and doing this? Or because I've had experiences where carpenters were painting siding material at the job site and then putting it up, back priming, for example. But the Carolina machine finishing process is a little different from that.
That is correct. We originated in Western North Carolina. I ran probably one of the largest paint contracting companies in Western North Carolina. And we had an interior decorating center where we sold paint, and I taught paint classes to paint contractors and builders, and trying to get people to do painting coatings the right way. So it's not just one size fits all. You need to know what products to apply. So I woke up one morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, woke my wife up and said, "I've got an idea." It's like, "What?" I said, "We're going to move to the coast of South Carolina and sell a pre-prime product." She said, "Okay, great. Tell me more about it in the morning." She rolled over and went to sleep. I stayed awake all night, started plotting and planning. I wanted to move somewhere where it was beautiful and coastal. And Charleston was, so about a year later, I moved my whole family down here, and we opened up our business, and Buck's been a great supporter since day one.
So talk about the Carolina machine finishing process. So Carolina machine finishing, you folks have a building in North Charleston, and it's always a beehive of activity there. And you've got, it sort of looks like a lumber yard because you've got stacks and stacks of building material. And how does the you don't have an army of painters, right? Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. And coming out of the coating industry, my father was a painter. My grandfather was a painter. So it's a kind of a fourth generation process for us. But in those days, all architects would specify, days gone by, 30 years ago, architects would specify back priming. Because they understand the benefit of sealing a board on all six sides to prevent moisture infiltration. That moisture infiltration is what causes wood to fail prematurely. Wood's not a bad product. It's a great product to use. Matter of fact, every new product that's coming on the market is sold based on the premise that it looks like wood. So as I started 30 years ago wondering how can we make wood last longer, we would specialize for our custom builders in Western North Carolina of hand brushing the boards. That's tedious, time-consuming, and makes a job site mess. So that's when we came up with the idea to do the pre-sealing in a factory through a machine in a controlled environment and produce that in mass form. So that is what we do. Every board runs through a machine in a linear fashion, just like a wood molding machine. It flood applies more coating to that board on all six sides than a painter can do, even if he can't do that no matter what he does. You can't do that in the field. So we can paint an entire 3,000 square foot of house, siding and trim, in about 2 hours, all six sides, four times more coating to two times more surface area for a fraction of the cost.
So how does that benefit the homeowner and the builder and paint contractor when Carolina Machine Finishing pre-primes some wood siding or some other wood material?
Well, obviously the board's now sealed, so the board's going to last at least 2 to 3 to 4 times longer in the field because it's not getting wet. As long as that end cut is sealed, once they make the end cut, now the board's stabilized, and that board, I don't know what its shelf life could be. I mean, 26 years, we've never seen a board fail. So 100 years, we don't really know. But it saves the builder and the homeowner money because we can do it at a fraction of the cost just because we have a better mousetrap. So it's a benefit to the builder, it's a benefit to the homeowner. Then everybody says, well, what about the poor painter? He's being cut out. But it really is a benefit to the painter. He does lose the priming job, but he gains the finish coat, and his finish coat is over a consistently applied primer, so his finish coat looks better for longer. It really does benefit him, principally so.
Gotcha. Well, I've got a couple of personal questions. I've bought lots of material that has been pre-primed Why does Carolina Machine Finishing use that particular coating? I mean, not the coating, but the color of the coating. It's sort of a grayish looking color. Is that because that's the easiest to cover, whether you're going to have a bright color or a dark paint color?
That's a great question, and it really depends on who we're coating for, what we're coating. But if that dark gray color is a very consistent color for us, because with a little bit of color, not a pure white, it gives you more body, so you get a greater coverage. And what the goal is to not only prevent moisture from infiltrating the board, we're trying to protect the board from ultraviolet light. So UVA, UVB light is destructive to a piece of wood. So by adding more colorant to it, if you look on many of those shelves here at Buck Lumber, they use their own color. They call it Bosswood Yellow. Buck Outdoor Super Select is what Boss stands for, and it's a yellow color. And you think, well, why would they do it yellow and not do it a lighter color, a white, so that when a painter paints it, he only has to put one coat on? They do it for that very reason, so that they have to put two coats. So it gets they've got an oil primer and two water-based top coats, protects that board for the greatest longevity, the greatest quality protection they can afford that piece of material. And that's why they do a yellow color. But typically, it is done in an off-white color.
Yeah, like a taupe or something.
Exactly.
And my second question is, how do the pre-primed boards, how do they look so perfectly coated? Because whenever I have pre-coated something and I set it down to dry, there's always, it always leaves a mark wherever you set it down. I never see that in any of the material that Carolina Machine Finishing pre-coats.
Well, when it touches, it only touches on two inch and a half rods that, so a round surface has a very small point of contact where it actually touches it. So everybody's laying them across wood pallets or whatever, multiple saw horses or whatever. So ours are only touching on those couple little round knobs, so that's what makes it a little better process. And just if I can segue back just a second, and what we apply on all wood is we use an oil-based coating. Everybody thinks, well, aren't oil-based coatings being phased out because they're not environmentally friendly? We need to switch to all water-based products. The problem is water-based products are microporous. They allow a water to infiltrate the coating and get into a dry board. So by putting a solvent-based coating on it, that's how we're protecting it for longer, not only by color, but by the actual species of product being a solvent-based coating. It doesn't allow moisture to enter into the board. Therefore, we can guarantee that board's going to last a long time.
Well, and some states have done away with oil-based paints. I think New York State is one. My mother, when she goes back up north in the summertime, she always brings a couple gallons of oil-based paint with her because she knows the value of it, but she knows she can't buy it up there.
And what we are, we're called an OEM. We're an original equipment manufacturer, so we're doing it in a controlled environment. So we're licensed by South Carolina, which used to be DHEC, now Department of Environmental Services. We're licensed with them to apply a solvent-based coating because all of our waste stream is controlled. Our waste stream is disposed of through a systematic process. So everything, unlike the painter doing it in the field, California, it's illegal as well. But our product could be sold in California. Our product can be sold in New York because of the controls that are placed on a factory pre-finisher.
And I've heard stories that in some other markets in South Carolina, I'm thinking of Columbia, for example, builders will send a truck down to Charleston to get pre-coated materials from one of the lumber yards that Carolina Machine Finishing pre-coated because they see the value, but they can't get it in other markets.
That is correct. So we provide all the way into the Clemson area. We've got a couple lumber yards that we work with up there, the central part of the state, and we have some customers in North Carolina that buy. So our little location in North Charleston it's probably got a 200-mile reach. We coat into Savannah, Augusta, Georgia. So we work in the tri-state, but that would be probably a little disingenuous to say we cover three states. But it works everywhere you go. So it works in the northern part of the nation, southern part, especially in our hot, wet humid climate, it's critically important to pre-seal material.
And it's obviously it's better for the environment if that piece of wood siding or whatever the wood material that goes on the exterior of a house, that it lasts as long as possible, because you don't have to go out and chop down more trees, as the environmentalists always point out. But you do if you have to replace that piece of exterior trim or whatever.
That's exactly right. So that's a great reminder, because everybody says, well, you're using solvent-based coatings. That's not environmentally friendly. What we're doing is perfectly environmentally friendly, and we're protecting that wood. So the less times that a lumber yard has to go into the woods to cut down trees, we're doing a great service. So you have to be really careful when people apply environmentally friendly mentality to products, that we're doing it scientifically, we're doing it logically, and not emotionally.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Well, thank you, Rick, for giving me some insight into Carolina Machine Finishing. And we've got a big announcement coming up soon that I hope everyone will want to tune into the radio show to hear about, and involving Carolina Machine Finishing. But until then, tell our listeners how they can get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing.
I would love to, Tim. Thank you very much. They can reach us by phone at 843-760-0029. Again, 843-760-0029. Or they can find us online at CMF, stands for Carolina Machine Finishing, cmfprefinish.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Rick Jackson, a dear friend of mine, and someone I call a brother, and a big supporter of Charleston Home and Design Magazine for so many years. Thank you, Rick, for all that support.
Well, thank you, Tim, and I love you and your family. Everything you've done for all those people who do advertise, it's more than just a business relationship. It truly is a personal one. And I can stand here and look at you. Radio listeners can't see it. I can look you in the face and tell you, I love you. You're a dear brother, and I'm honored to run in any lane that you're in.
Well, I love you too, Rick. And I think back to we both started our companies about the same time in 1999 or so. And Carolina Machine Finishing was our second advertiser to sign on after Melser Tile, which is saying something, and both of you are still advertisers today, 26 years later. So thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Tim. And a special thanks to your dear wife, Jenny, and my dear wife, Kathy, because they put up with two knuckleheads for these 26 years, and great wives have really blessed us immensely.
I agree 100%. We wouldn't be where we are without them listening to all our troubles and sleepless nights and things like that, and helping keep us straight. So yes, you're absolutely right. I'll tell that to Jenny, and please say thank you to Kathy as well.
I will do so, Tim. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you, brother.
And now we're talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing? Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Mary, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Better by Design.
So Better by Design is a design build firm. My partner Michael and I started this about 15 years ago in Ohio, really answering the need from clients who had bad construction experiences for one reason or another. Not that it didn't turn out, but because scheduling was bad and budget was increased over time, and it was just very stressful. So we really wanted to identify a process that would be a little bit more congeal and walk our clients through and work on the schedule beforehand, before we even start, you know, opening up walls, picking out finishes so we know realistic cost numbers, and then just guiding them through the process. So we've been doing that now down here in Charleston for about 5 years. We specialize in the residential renovations and additions. And we really combine design and construction into our process. So there's one overlying responsibility for our company to pull the team together.
So Better by Design helps homeowners with the overall design of what will be renovated. Do you work with other builders, or does Better by Design do the renovation yourself?
No, we partnered. We used to do that in Ohio. We managed the whole process under our shingle. But when we came down here, we felt like we could diversify more if we started to partner with other builders. So right now we have five or six that we've been working with, and the process seems to be really good and manageable. We have passed that on. We start in our process with the computer. We put your whole house into the computer. That way we can kind of like take the roof off and we can look at the layout and the flow. And then based on the things that you're looking for your house to do for you now, then we can start to move the walls around if we need to, or open up the kitchen a little bit more for more access to the family room, those kinds of things. But we try to do two or three different solutions for our clients, narrowing it down to the final one, at that point with their input, the whole process.
I was talking to a builder last week at the Buck Lumber customer appreciation lunch that they have every year, and I asked him, "What's your opinion of working with designers?" And he said, "Oh, you know, they're great. It actually helps me with move the process along because they're giving me marching orders of what needs to be done." He said the only problem you run into is, if a designer says, "Can you move this wall over here to the left?" And then they don't like it, and then they say, "Actually, I want you to move it back over." And that I don't think he was serious about that, but that's.
Oh, yep. I've heard those. Yeah, and with our process, I mean, that's really something, that we started with years ago, is being able to get that design done on paper. With our program that we use, we can also show them 3D versions of that space. And I mean, which obviously one of the questions clients came up to with us and saying, "It's not what I expected." So we try to eliminate all those gotchas because they can see it firsthand. Actual finishes can be included in there, so they really get the overall. Removing walls are great until you want it to be a room where you're watching sports or movies, and then you've got maybe three or four windows in there, and now all of a sudden you're seeing the daylight come in, and that's not going to work for you. So all of those considerations can be worked out on paper without a lot of money.
Is Better by
and.
Design an interior design firm, or would you would you do does Better by Design do any interior design work?
I do. I'm interior design trained, and Michael is an architect trained. And joining forces was really a perfect combination. And I'll tell you why too, because in part of our process, after we've got down to that one design, we start building the construction budget with our clients. Now, we're going to be very detailed in our scope. So you see where your money's being spent. I mean, we're going to have an electrical line item, a plumbing line item. We're going to have framing. So you can see where all your, dollars are being spent. The real key for what we do is allowances. So if a contractor doesn't actually know what those finishes are going to be, he's going to put in, a decent number for different finishes. But a $3 tile for a backsplash may quickly go up to a $12 if that's what the client is buying based on just the aesthetic look of a tile. So that then creates this chain effect of now we need a change order. Now we have to, we're ordering delays, times, timeline for that to come in. Now you've pushed off the installer. Now so it's this whole thing. So everybody gets frustrated. Your schedule's ruined. Your budget is now falling out of whack. The client is now getting a little upset about what's happening because now it's more money they have to spend. So being able to pick out the finishes at the beginning is really important. The other aspect, not just from a budgetary standpoint, is also the construction. So if there's any special framing considerations I'm going to need for a bigger tile format, I can tell them right there in the field. They know that now. Once the drywall's up, we can't go back and change that without a lot of money, right? I did a specialty floor for a pool bathroom, and it was an inch and a half thick. It was a beautiful concrete floor with some shells in it. It was gorgeous. But knowing that ahead of time, we were able to lower the floor in the bathroom because the engineered hardwood floor in the hallway that abutted that was only 3/4 of an inch. So you would have had a good 3/4 inch toe kick there at the door had we not been able to communicate that to the contractor ahead of time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, talk about what you would recommend to homeowners in terms of choosing the right designer.
That's a great question. To me, it really comes down to probably 4 items. Somebody who truly listens. Somebody who's asking a lot of questions about why you want to change. Everybody's reasoning is different. It's not just, oh, I want a more open floor plan. Our needs are different from our houses, especially down here in Charleston for some of the older homes than they were 40 years ago. So why do we need this? Why do we need that? How do you use this? Special considerations in the bathroom. I mean, we kind of get personal. We need to know some of your habits. And I had a client who had alopecia and she needed wigs. Well, she was stuffing them under her countertop in her bathroom. So let's put in a small cabinet where she can put her wigs in, right? And have her privacy and her dignity. But those are the kinds of details you want somebody you're working with to understand so that you get the right results you're looking for. Design process. How do they develop the concepts? How do they handle revisions? You know, is that going to be an extra cost? Communicating the project, how it's evolving, why they chose the room shape they did, why they made, you know, all this happen in your house based on your conversation so that they understand the process. So we do both the creative, the design part of it, but then we also get into construction side, which really keeps the design intent, the budget, and the schedule aligned. Oftentimes, these are separate entities. You have an architect, you've got an interior designer you're working with, and the contractor. Each one has their own specific scope they're working on, and they're working for you, but who's communicating that? Does the architect know what the designer is selecting? Does the builder know what the designer is picking, you know, or what the architect's implications are on a certain plan? So really being there all the time is during construction helps that process and ensures that you're going to get, you know, what you and the designer have been talking about.
Well, when it comes to working with a designer, sometimes it's challenging for a homeowner to don't know what questions to ask, and they don't know exactly what they need. And talk about Better by Design's experience with problem solving and adaptability and so forth.
Well, for 15 years, there's not much we haven't seen, I guess. what's behind the walls can be a lot different. I guess it's a process with our clients too. It's really sitting down and getting to know each other from the very beginning. And we try to give them the information that they may or may not know, so that they can ask questions. And we're always available. So, you know, for us, open communication is key. So they can call if they have any questions or they're having any doubts. We kind of keep that, our door is open for them to, because there's going to be questions along the way. But older homes, structural surprises, product delays, these are things an experienced team can anticipate and navigate through. And oftentimes, you know, maybe it's we are taking down a wall. So we're going to bring in that structural engineer to come in and give us their opinion and their, you know, bring in their experience so that we can incorporate it into making sure that it's a structurally sound project at the end of the day. And that's something most people haven't had an experience to navigate before. So we include them in every part of the process.
Gotcha. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the last thing I would say just about the designers, like when you're interviewing designers, pay attention not only to their portfolio and, but also to how they communicate and make you feel. A good working relationship is just as important as the design talent. And the last part of that I would say is some designers have a specific look. My clients will often ask me, well, what's your look? And my response is always, I tailor each project to the home's architecture and the client's personality. And it basically that creates this synergy between the structure and then the people living inside it. So those are just really important aspects. You might get a beautiful designer, but it's not your architectural look. It's really not your colors. And that's then you're never in your house and feeling comfortable. And that's kind of our goal. You know, at the end of the day, that in 20 years, they're still going to say, I love the house. And although it's, you know, it's not a trend, but it's still classic in its assembly of finishes.
Well, I highly recommend that homeowners that are embarking on a project that they work with an interior designer and a designer, especially a designer like Mary Gerard with Better by Design, because it's a very expensive process, and mistakes can be very expensive, and you want to avoid all those things. And you know, there's certain things that in life that you gladly outsource to others. You don't cut your own hair, for example, and you don't try to perform surgery on yourself or something silly like that. You hire a professional, and you look at some of the beautiful homes in shelter magazines like Charleston Home and Design, and just about every one of those houses had a designer involved. And
yes.
And so it doesn't happen. A good design doesn't happen by mistake. It's very intentional, and this is a bit of a warning. It's very possible that you've devoted dollars to a project. You've made those decisions. Maybe you've taken out loans. And you just assume that the outcome of the project is going to be what you hope it will be. And that's not guaranteed.
It's not. You're right.
And so a designer like Mary Gerard with Better by Design will definitely be able to help you through the entire process. And the money that you invest in Better by Design will come back to you when you go to sell your house. You're going to love living in your house. You won't have any regrets. You'll love the outcome. And ultimately, when you go to sell it, those dollars you've invested, which are hard earned, they will come back to you because of the great design. So, Mary, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Better by Design.
And you can give us a call. Our phone number is 843-718-5263, or we have a website, and I have to just forewarn you, we're building a new one, so if you have trouble getting in, but it's betterbydesign.biz.
betterbydesign.biz?
Yes, B-I-Z.
Okay, and you can always find Better by Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design. Thanks so much, Mary.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me today, Tim. I'm always happy to share what makes the design building process so rewarding.
And talking to us now is remodeling contractor Peter Loy with Citadel Enterprises. How are you doing, Peter?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. Peter, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Citadel Enterprises.
Yeah, so we're a design build remodeling firm located in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. My father started the business back the year I was born, 1991. So we've been around for 33 years. I started with the company probably age 14, 15, chief broom pusher, you know, had a few other jobs in between there. Eventually got into project management and then, you know, business development, which is where I'm at now. We typically work Mount Pleasant, Barrier Islands, downtown West Ashley. Don't get into the Kiowa area very much. You know, but largely focus on remodels, do a few new builds, not really new construction in terms of new homes, but detached garages, ADUs, stuff like that. And also some complex repair work, be it termite, structural repairs.
All right. Good deal. 33 years in business, and you mentioned that you I like that chief broom pusher. So was that that was a title that sometimes younger people like titles.
I was just happy to be making money. I mean, I was 15 years old. You know, I making $10 an hour, and during the summers I was the guy with a new guitar, new skateboard, new surfboard, while the rest of my friends are kind of sitting around waiting on their weekly allowance. So I didn't care what you called me, as long as it came with a paycheck.
Right, right. Well, that's I think that's probably the best way. There's I've talked to different GCs that have never swung a hammer in their life, but they're leading a construction company, but. I think it's always best to kind of work your way up, because you know the ins and outs of remodeling, correct?
Yes, sir. So most of our subs that we work with today, you know, we've been with for a long time. Most of them, you know, have known me since that age. So it helps the relationship, I guess. You know, we're close and they understand that it wasn't necessarily, you know, I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in, but it wasn't necessarily a, you know, pull me off the sideline and go, here you go, run with it type deal.
Right. You're a second generation builder. What would you say between your father and you, the secret of success for Citadel Enterprises being in business for 33 years?
It's a few things. You know, one, I think, you know, the product we can put out, right. You know, be it finishes, the way the home looks when we're done. But that's just part of it. I think there's a lot of contractors out here that can deliver, you know, a pretty product. That's part of the reason people choose us. But again, I think a lot of people can, you know, manage that expectation and deliver a pretty thing. I think part of it is, you know, we do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. Right. So it's, you know, we encounter things that may not be what the homeowner wants to hear or see. We address it, and, you know, we're steadfast on, if we're going to do things, we're going to do it the right way. If you don't want to do it the right way, we don't want to do it. So that's part of it. And then another part is the customer service. You know, this market's a very high touch, market. So distinguishing yourself from, you know, everybody else, we've got, like a lot of people do, project managers that oversee the project. So they're constantly in the home, managing not only the, quality and the subs, but also the homeowners, because what a lot of people don't realize is the homeowners need management through these projects just as much as everybody else does. And that's setting expectations, setting schedules, you know, just setting expectations for what's happening and how things are going to go. And then we always try to, you know, be straight shooters. That's a huge thing. Telling people, you know, the first time, the way we're going to do it and how we're going to do it. And if it's not for us, it's not for us, but try not to jerk people around.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like, communication is a big part of, Citadel Enterprises' success.
It's huge. I think it's huge in all facets of life, whether it's your marriage, your company, your relationship with friends, family, anything like that. You know, I'm not saying we don't ever fall short there. but we're in constant contact from all levels of the company, be it, you know, top down. So when we're checking in and saying, you know, are we communicating enough? And sometimes they're like, you're communicating too much. I don't need to know all this.
Right.
And then other times, you know, we can feel some frustration where maybe we're falling short. So we try to address it and, you know, get things back on track to where they need to be.
With being a remodeling contractor, Citadel Enterprises, you no doubt will encounter the surprise when you're opening up walls and so forth. How do you handle the expectations and when a surprise like that comes up, maybe some termite damage or that kind of thing?
So there's a couple ways. The first thing, we do typically in the beginning of the process is, you know, a lot of homeowners call and they say, hey, you know, here's my project, I want to bid. So I understand the mentality and I understand the reason why they're doing it. I'm happy to give them ballpark numbers, you know, say, hey, your project's looking like 350 to 400,000, right? But if you really want to move forward with us beyond that point, we'd ask you to enter into a pre-construction agreement or a design build agreement. And what that does is, you know, we ask for a little bit of money up front to try to do our due diligence to figure out what's wrong so that we don't go into kitchen remodel going, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. But the first wall we open up, the main electrical line's running through it and the main drain's running through it, right? Because that totally derails a project's timeline as well as budget. So we try to spend some time up front figuring out, you know, here's the idea. Is it going to work and what's it really going to take to work? And some people don't like that. You know, they just want to go to it, but they don't like it till we open up the wall and we say, hey, this is going to be a $50,000 change order, right? Because mm-hmm. we didn't spend a little bit of time up front figuring out, you know, what it's really going to take. There are always instances that come up of hidden damage, we'll call it, right? The termites that we can't see. It doesn't make sense for us to go rip your whole house apart and then go, okay, now this is going to cost us, right? Mm-hmm. So we try to set the expectation that, yeah, there's always the possibility of that, and try to typically build in an allowance for them to say, hey, here's the budget. Let's do a 10% contingency to say we're probably going to find something that none of us can foresee that's going to mess this up. So put it as a placeholder, have it in the budget, expect it. But if we don't run into it, you get that money back, right? And so I think that helps a little bit, you know, for them to have an idea that, okay, things can go wrong here. We've got some money placed aside for it, but we might not need it.
Right. Oh, that sounds like a great approach. Let's talk about some of the projects that Citadel Enterprises typically undertakes. So obviously you're a remodeling contractor. Citadel Enterprises can put on an addition. I've noticed a lot of building permits. I think people are wary of selling their houses because they don't know where they're going to go to, and interest rates are high, so they're looking to improve where they're living now. So Citadel Enterprises, yeah. You folks can help homeowners with additions?
Oh, yeah. We do tons of additions. We obviously have seen the rise over the past few years in the, what we'll call ADU, detached structure, detached garages. Those are popular. I think we'll start to see that slow down as the municipalities grapple with how to deal, not so much with, I think, people trying to find a place for their mother-in-law. I think the worry more so is Airbnb.
Yeah.
But that's been a big thing. And yeah, the additions have been a huge way for people to remain in their home, but gain needed space that they may want.
Mm-hmm. The town of Mount Pleasant was way ahead of some of the other municipalities with allowing the ADUs, and I've always been very impressed with that, and because it allows a new living a place for someone to live that they may be priced out of a traditional home in Mount Pleasant, but they. You have an ADU and you might be able to rent it to someone that has a smaller budget.
Right. And So Mount Pleasant recent, and I don't want to get too deep into this with you, but Mount Pleasant recently has passed some new tree ordinances that I think we're going to see that be curbed largely. They've obviously got in place, you know, a permit allocation system for the ADUs. They allow a certain number of permits to be pulled for that per year. People have kind of found a way around that because you take the whole kitchen equation out of it and it's no longer an ADU, right? Not necessarily as rentable in that aspect, but I think with this new tree ordinance we're seeing, it's going to dampen the amount of the detached structures, large additions that we're seeing.
Gotcha. I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and the headline says, "Transforming Homes Exceeding Expectations." What would you say that how can you put that into layman's terms for our listeners, what that means?
Yeah, so I mean the transforming homes part I think's the pretty straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. Take that and transform into what you want it to be, and then the exceeding expectations part is, again, you know, doing the right thing, trying to communicate as best as possible, making the experience a great experience, right? Because what a lot of people don't understand, I think, is they've got this vision of, hey, I'm going to do a remodel and it's going to be fun. Well, it's not fun. You can ask my wife. She's been living through it for 5 years and nothing's finished, right? It's tough. It's not really an enjoyable experience except for the first day and the last day, I think, kind of like owning a boat. Right. So, you know, we try to manage and set the expectations, you know, and it's a lot about under-promising and over-delivering, I think it is a big part of it.
That's a great approach. Well, how can folks get more information about Citadel Enterprises?
Visit our website, www.citadelenterprises.com. You can check out our info there or tell them to feel free to call the office. Our number is 843-884-4303. They can call, speak with our office manager. She'll put them in touch with me or my father, and we'll be happy to talk to them about any projects they have or questions they may need answered.
And Citadel Enterprises, is there any connection to the Citadel?
Yes, sir. So my father went to the Citadel, graduated in 87. I often get asked if I'm a Citadel grad. My answer is heck no. love the Citadel. It's a great school, but my grandfather was a naval captain and my dad was a Citadel cadet. So when I was 18, the last thing I wanted to do was keep walking that line.
Right. Well, very good. Well, we've been talking with Peter Loy, remodeling contractor with Citadel Enterprises, been in business for 33 years. So they're obviously a very trusted company and someone you can count on to get the job done right. And you can always find Citadel Enterprises within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.